Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
The Men's Room podcast from TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. If, like me, you love a little deal, then you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes, such as TVs, gaming consoles, and even holidays. If you keep spending, you'll keep on saving. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app. A Bosch.
Welcome, everyone, to the Men's Room. We made it. Series 2 is here. Yes. You guys worked for us. They read the comments. They listened to you, and they're like, you know what? We've got to give him another go.
I think it's first time in my entire life that I've ever been recommissioned.
Really?
I think so.
Well, you have been sacked off by quite a few things. But well done. We are here for series 2 of the Men's Room. Now, look, if you didn't listen to us or watch us in series 1, we talk about everything when it comes to men, which means nothing is above conversation. We talk about mental health. We talk about relationship, fatherhood. We're going to talk about finance as well. So much to discuss. And we've got a new setting as well, which I think is 10 out of 10.
I think it's good. I think it's glorious. I think it's really, really smart. I'm so excited, delighted to be doing a second series. And now we need to make it as special as we can.
And we will make magic as well. As always, make sure you leave a comment, like, share and subscribe. You can download this podcast from wherever you download your podcast from. Let's get into it, right? First one to kick off series 2 is a big one. It's an interesting subject. Heroes.
Love
now,
it.
I've got the definition. This is the full definition of what a hero is. You ready? All right. A person who's admired for their courage, outstanding achievements, or noble qualities.
Okay. I think that heroic tendency can exist in everyone.
Yeah.
I think everybody can demonstrate moments of heroism.
Yeah.
We all have our moments. I think we can all have personal heroes. Like, I always find it very frustrating because, you know, people who you admire or even just famous people, when they're asked, who's their hero? Yeah. Well, you know, who do they idolise or whatever? I always find it quite an uninspiring answer when they go, my mum.
Oh, yeah.
Because I get it.
But
it's not the answer I'm looking for,
go broader.
Man.
Yeah, go broader.
It's not the answer I'm looking for.
Who was your hero growing up?
I've had multiple through the eras.
Should we split it then? Should we split it into like sporting heroes and then outside of sport?
Yeah, I think the vast majority of mine will be sporting.
Same here, but we've got to think outside the box a little.
Yeah.
So I've gone in sporting hero.
I mean, the first player that I remember idolising and certainly demonstrated nothing but heroic qualities was Ruud Gullit.
Ooh.
Ruud Gullit landing at Chelsea was, I think, God the God. Moment that the... It was the sea change. It was the moment that Chelsea changed. People will try and pinpoint various different things. Glenn Hoddle's name will often come up.
That's what I thought you was going to say, by the way. Glenn Hoddle.
And there's truth in that, and that could be argued. But what Ruud Gullit achieved, firstly as a player, then ending our trophy drought, becoming the first black man to manage a team to FA Cup success, it changed Chelsea. It changed the perception of Chelsea. Suddenly, not only is he a Ballon d'Or winner, but incredibly handsome, looked glorious on a football pitch. He changed Chelsea. At that, you know, up until that point, it was Jakob Jelberg. It was Erling Johnson. I'm not doing those players a disservice, but obviously, Craig Burley is more uninspiring than Ruud Gullit.
Yeah, I mean, Ruud Gullit was part of that fantastic Dutch squad, AC Milan, like genuine
Ballon d'Or winner. Yeah, you won the Euros in
eight.
A
world level player now at Stamford Bridge.
Yes,
so I get how he would be your first hero.
And he blew my mind. You know, just
how
kind
old
of
were you then, like 10, 11?
A bit younger even. Yeah. I just remember, like, firstly the Fulham Road was vibrant to a level that it hadn't been. But I mean, we'd had an FA Cup final where we'd been battered. But I'd never really seen the Fulham Road as vibrant as that.
Okay.
People in Ruud Gullit wigs. And, you know, it was the sea change. You know, I think any club that has had a drastic change in their fortunes. Mm. I think they can pinpoint almost one person as to why. It's obviously a more layered conversation there, and there could be Chelsea fans listening to this that will say it's 100% not that, it's Matthew Harding, or 100% not that, it's Glenn Hoddle, or whatever. But for me, and in my opinion, it will be Ruud Gullit. And if I were to meet Ruud Gullit now, you know, I'm married. Like, you'd think I would immediately become a 11-year-old again. Okay. Immediately.
I thought you were going to ask that steady there. I didn't know where you were going. I was like, steady.
I would be so intimidated. I mean, I'd be so awestruck. But Ruud Gullit, just everything about the man, the way that he carries himself, what he achieved in the game, what he achieved at Chelsea, the management at Chelsea, I think because of what happened at Newcastle, he wasn't kind of seen as being, I think his managerial record is rather sneered at. Mm. But I don't know how, genuinely, did you know that he was the first black man?
No, I didn't.
I don't think people talk about it enough.
No, I didn't know. No, I just thought of him as an incredible footballer. And almost like, what are you doing at Chelsea? No disrespect.
At the time, it was legitimate. It was only the Glenn Hoddle link.
Yeah, you're far too good to be at this West London club that didn't have any stars at the time.
Yeah.
Like, a Ruud Gullit coming to Chelsea now in the last 20 years, sorry, 15 years, made sense.
Makes sense.
But
yeah.
Then, Ruud Gullit? Mm. AC Milan, Chelsea? Like, what are you doing? My one might surprise you a bit. I'm going to go away from football just because we can talk football. Yeah. It's surrounded by football shows. But my one was Linford Christie.
Yeah,
in Athletics.
Yeah.
Linford Christie in Athletics. Because I remember all the top dogs running the 100 metres in under 10 seconds were either American, Jamaican or Canadian. And here comes Linford Christie competing against those guys.
Yeah.
And that was the time when I used to run for Newman Essex Beagles years ago when I thought I could run fast. Everyone thought they could run
fast. You're too short for that.
What?
You're too short for that.
For what?
For that proper, like, you're not rangy enough for the proper pace.
Are you telling me I'm too short? Would you like to stand up right now? You want to stand up next to this and see?
You're too short for that.
Linford Christie, Barcelona Olympics 92, winning gold, World Championships, European Championships. And again, just that big figure that almost became sort of front page. Yeah. Athletics wasn't front page stuff, almost a bit
football. But it did become it.
For a while.
Linford Christie was a household name.
Oh, 100%. He was on all sort of shows, sort of away from Athletics. And then you had like Colin Jackson, Sally Gunnell. So he had like so many around that time. But I think for me, growing up, Linford Christie, away from football, because I could say John Barnes, but Linford Christie was that guy. Like,
played a lot of football.
Fantastic physique.
At the Linford Christie, I think he must be from sort of my neck of the woods. Because you know the Scrubs?
Yeah.
You know Wormwood Scrubs? Mm-hmm. There's some really
Not
good
that I know
football
pitches. But,
no,
yeah,
but
I know.
Next door to the Scrubs, there's some really good football pitches, like sports athletics.
You saw him play football there?
It's called the Linford Christie.
Really?
And I imagine that he must be, like, I've played a lot of football in the Linford Christie.
Mm.
But I imagine it must be because he's out of that neck of the woods.
Maybe so. Right, away from football. Away from football. When you think of someone away, this is interesting because obviously, look, you've got a former career as an actor.
Mm.
So I'm guessing maybe you looked up to some actors as well.
Yeah, there was definitely.
In the entertainment industry.
There was a time, it sounds ridiculous now because it's become a little bit of a car crash, but this isn't necessarily heroism because it's such a special word to be a hero. You're not, it's a very, very elite closed club.
You'll be surprised. I've got a list of sort of 10 heroes, males and females.
Right.
And looking at that list, it certainly isn't closed. Anyone seems to be able to get in there. It's going to surprise you, some of the names. We'll go through those in a minute. So whoever you're going to say, it might not be a surprise as you think it is.
I would go Muse. I would go Liam Gallagher.
Really?
For what Liam Gallagher achieved, for what Liam Gallagher did for sort of working class
Oasis
people.
Oasis were incredible, weren't they?
Yeah, it was a genuine phenomenon. Like, I was a little bit too young for it to really appreciate. Like, you know when they were doing Familiar to Millions or they were playing Main Road?
Yeah.
Obviously, I was a bit too young.
Yeah.
But I had the VHS.
Imagine being there around that time.
Yeah.
Like, you know when you see sort of everyone going to big festivals now in Glastonbury and Wireless, and which look incredible. Mm. But imagine that era.
Yeah. Because it was closed. You know, I think this is what changes as well. And that's why I find it difficult to find modern day heroes as much as I did sort of former ones, because accessibility.
Yeah.
You know somebody like, so my nan will talk about Rita Hayworth or Marilyn Monroe. They were totally and utterly unobtainable, and that made them amazing.
Unobtainable.
Whereas I could now, in theory, send Frank Lampard would be another one of my heroes. I could, in theory, get in touch with him.
Yeah, you could. You could. Like, you might not answer.
DM
you
him.
Could DM him, or you could actually call him. Don't call me or Rory.
Yeah.
Via Instagram.
Yes, that's
and they
what I
can
mean.
Pick up. So yeah, there's that connection.
Yes.
There was nothing 30 years ago. You couldn't.
There was nothing.
So they were untouchable.
Yeah. They were untouchable, and they were therefore placed in a different stratosphere. Great. They weren't part of our life.
Yeah.
They weren't accessible. You didn't see pictures of them in Starbucks. You didn't see pictures of them. You know, now everything is on a story. Everything is be real. Everything is
hashtag
out there.
Yeah.
So I do think that, and maybe this is my age as well.
You are quite
But the modern day, in terms of like modern day people, Alex Turner from the Monkees, I really, really admire. Because I think he's a genius. I think he's actually a genius. You know, like lyrically.
This is so interesting because my next one is that as well.
Go on.
Tupac.
Yeah.
For me, hero.
Yeah, that is
growing up. No,
that,
I was like,
I was just in LA with you. That is
yeah, you saw me in LA when we went to that Tupac pop-up. And it's funny because Tupac obviously passed away at 25.
Mm.
And sometimes me in my 40s now, listen to his stuff that he did when he was 21, 22. And I'm like, how?
Yeah.
Like how? Whether or not, you know, you're a big rap fan or not, you can sometimes just read the lyrics and thinking, how did you put that together at 2021?
So articulate as
well.
Yeah,
like what are you thinking?
So intelligent.
Yeah. Every time I look at him now, I think you almost look like a 40-year-old. Or I sort of visualize you as a 40-year-old, not knowing that. The famous pictures I see of Tupac, and I guess that goes to a lot of famous artists that passed away early, like, they almost seem to be a lot older than you think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because in his actual age,
Bob Marley or whatever,
he's a child.
Yeah.
Like Tupac, compared to us now, he's a child.
Yeah.
And yet,
it's crazy, isn't it?
And yet he's speaking with such authority, such wisdom. I get it. Do you think there's something in Tupac for you that the fact that he transcends what he, in theory, he's a musician, right?
Yeah.
But he isn't a musician.
No.
He's an icon. He's more than a musician.
Yeah.
Do you think that's what makes him an actual hero rather than, so like Liam Gallagher is only a musician.
I get you.
He doesn't transcend music.
I get you. I know what you mean. When I think of Tupac, I think of people wearing a Muhammad Ali jumper like that, isn't he? He's one of those people you see on hoodies and t-shirts and you go to LA whatever. And
brilliant
people,
actor as well.
Yeah, he'd done some good films.
He was like that for an actor as well, and he decided against it, didn't he?
Going.
He said, I want to be a musician. Do you know what's a little bit surprising about you saying Tupac? It's not surprising because I know you, but I think it might be surprising for people to hear.
Yeah.
When we think of heroes, I think we often think of people
a lot older.
A lot older. You know, I was a child when Ruud Gullit was winning Holland a European Championship, and therefore, of course, I idolised him. You and Tupac, there can't be that big an age gap. So you
9-10 years.
So effectively, you were idolizing somebody who could have been a sibling.
Yeah, in a way, you're right. And I guess that's probably why I feel like there probably was a bigger connection, because I wasn't idolizing someone that was 30, 40 years sort of older than me. I was idolizing someone that I think was going through, in his lyrics anyway, real problems that I could identify with, because I felt like I was also going through weird situations in my life. And maybe as well, I've got an older brother who's 8 years older than me, and he used to play a bit of Tupac as well. So maybe there's that kind of sort of drip down connection from it. But yeah, my mum used to not understand it. She would go to my room and see 20 posters and feel like, what's going on with this?
Tupac's your number one. Not that we're ranking people here, but Tupac's
by
the jewel in the crown for you.
By a million miles. Yeah, it's actually a bit.
Yeah.
It's actually a bit crazy. Like, so by a million miles. And it's weird when I speak to people now about Tupac, and even now, in my 40s, I feel like I can relate to his music of 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And I think that's a bit crazy. But again, it goes back to all those artists that, again, have passed away young. Elvis Presley, Bob Marley. You speak to Elvis Presley fans and they go crazy about it. Bob Marley fans as well. Jimi Hendrix. There's loads of that. And I think you can just, sometimes, when I'm stressed as well, I don't know what it is. I just go home, put a bit of a Tupac music on, and I'm like, okay, we're good.
Yeah. Do you know what I've experienced, which I think is probably even weirder? This is something that most people won't be able to do. I not necessarily idolise, but certainly see her as a hero. My age, my class at school, Amy Winehouse.
Okay, interesting.
Because what she achieved.
Interesting.
Do you know, not only do I find her sort of mesmerising because of the talent and because of the determination and because of the personality, but she, and being in school with her, in my class.
So seeing someone that's
Do you know what it proved to me? It proved you can do it.
They try to make me go to rehab, and I said no.
You should launch a tribute act. That was great. It's beautiful.
That's pretty good, isn't it?
Really good.
She was amazing.
But what she did, and I remember being fairly young. So I went to university, and she was supporting. She was trying to do the music thing. I went to university. She was trying to do the music thing. She came to my university campus to support a pianist called Jamie Cullum.
Yeah.
I bumped into her in the halls, had a drink with her. She was like, "I'll come in. You know, I'll get you in." And I hadn't seen her perform. She was in my class. I knew she could sing, but not like that.
Yeah.
And Jamie Cullum, everybody's there to see Jamie Cullum. And she just grabbed them. Like, the audience, it changed, man. People could have gone home after her and not bothered with him. Like, it changed.
She seemed to be one of the artists that sort of ticked every box for every ethnicity as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, when I say Tupac, I'm guessing the majority of people that like Tupac growing up might have been black people. You say Liam Gallagher, white people. But I feel like she literally crossed every boundary.
Yeah, I think.
So everyone seemed to enjoy her music.
But a lot of her music was a homage to black music. Mm. A lot of her passion at school, especially.
A lot of soul. A lot of blues.
Yeah. But also a lot of like reggae. She's done that ska thing.
Mate, how mad was Camden around those times?
Pete Doherty, yeah. But do you know
they were literally front and centre. Her, Pete, and what was the supermodel again? That Pete
Kate
Doherty
Moss.
Was with Kate Moss.
Kate Moss.
For about 4 years, they all of them dominated.
Well. It was that Primrose Hill set. Obviously, Primrose Hill and Camden border. It was that Primrose Hill set. Like, so, do you know another one for me? I'm not suggesting he's a hero at all, by the true sense of the word. But you know, just somebody who, when I was young, I looked up to a lot. I saw Jude Law in the West End.
Good looking, isn't it? The height and the looks.
I went to see Jude Law in a Patrick Marber play at the Donmar Warehouse called Closer. They did the film. And I remember, I didn't know what I was doing.
Closer was a good film, by the way.
Good film. Right, Closer, but he did the play. It was a play. Yeah. And I remember going to see, you know, four characters. I think Anna Friel was in it, Jude Law, Mark Strong maybe. And I was watching this, and I was just totally captivated by his beauty. You know, I can't take my eyes off the geezer. Like, he's so captivating. You know, just for being so much.
Yeah.
And at the time, I was trying to be an actor.
Yeah.
So I was like, God, I could be sort of Northwest Six's answer to Jude Law. I'm the Kilburn Jude Law. You know, it's all gone a bit wrong now. He's gone mad, and he's had like loads of kids. Like, I think because he was such a love rat, did Sienna Miller over, it all went a bit wrong for him.
When you said it's all gone wrong, I thought you meant for you.
No, but it's definitely gone wrong. Oh, no, it went wrong for me. But he, at the time, I genuinely believed, and I think he could have done. Like, he was on the trajectory. Remember, he did Dominic Minghella's film?
I thought he was James Bond.
What did he?
I thought he was going to be the next James Bond.
Yeah, he did Talented Mr. Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, that's Minghella. It was Oscar nominated. I think he won an Oscar.
Yeah.
And you think, okay, he's going to be Harrison Ford. Mm. He's going to do that. Mm. And I was, you know, he's a fellow Londoner. He was, he's a Tottenham fan, into football. I was like, there's so many traits in this guy that I can see that kind of mirror myself a bit. He's far better looking than me and was far better actor, all that. But you know, when you're young and you're optimistic and you're hopeful.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, that would... I was inspired by him. I was inspired very locally, just on the London thing and the acting thing.
And I think that's what heroes, or for me anyway, what being a hero, looking up to heroes about, right? Someone that inspires you.
But Jude, if you are listening...
Of course he
don't listens. Cheat on a nanny. Don't cheat on Sienna Miller with a nanny.
It's not going to work.
What are you doing?
Not Sienna Miller doing? Back then as well.
She no. Do you know what exactly. I mean? Layer cake Sienna Miller. What are you doing?
She was incredible. Where's Sienna Miller now?
I saw her.
I didn't do anything for ages.
Funnily enough, she's in something on Netflix called Anatomy of a Scandal, where she plays the girl who has been cheated on. Dreadful actress.
You don't rate her?
As an actress?
Yeah.
No, poor, okay. But like,
she's clearly
appalling.
She's not in hero list. No. All right, this is, I guess to an extent, comes under a hero package. The world's most admired men and women, according to a worldwide 2021 survey. Are you ready? Should we start with women first? Let's start with women first.
I can guess some of these. Hang on.
Go on.
We could do. Are you looking at the list
already?
I've got
a list in front of me.
Okay.
Some of them I'm going to struggle to pronounce, but we're going to go for it.
Well, Michelle Obama's definitely on the list.
100%, isn't it?
Michelle Obama is worldwide.
That's worldwide,
on the list.
Yeah.
There's
a couple here that are
go
like,
on,
what?
Give me some more.
Queen,
even though I've got money, you can give me
Majesty the Queen.
Okay.
On the list, rightly so. Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah?
She's going to be on the list, ain't she?
Is Ricky Lake on there?
That would mean Jerry would be on the men's one. Jerry. Emma Watson.
Oh, God, mate, he's joking.
This gets worse. Taylor Swift's on the list.
Do you know, I don't know who Taylor Swift is. I mean, I know the name, but the singer. Do you know when I was on the tube today, if Taylor Swift was sitting opposite me on the tube, I'd have no idea. I don't know what she looks. Would you recognise Taylor Swift?
100%.
Literally have no idea.
100%.
I have no idea who she is.
100%. It's worse. Well, you know, I love this lady as an actress. You might not, because you're obviously the actor of two of us. Scarlett Johansson.
Yeah, I like Scarlett. But, I mean, I don't particularly admire Scarlett. I mean, I'm surprised she's on this.
Angela list. Merkel.
German Chancellor.
Yeah, she's on the list. What's going on?
Who's put this list together?
How dare you do this list? How dare you do the list? Angelina Jolie's on the list.
Oh, I don't know.
At least Kim Kardashian's not on there.
I'm surprised
that she's not on there, or any Kardashians not on there. I thought she might have been on there. Yeah.
Is that everybody?
No, there's a couple. Okay, here we go. Pronunciations. Priyanka Chopra.
Yeah.
Actor.
Actress, yeah.
Yeah. Of her. You know, really?
Yeah,
yeah. Do you really?
Yeah, of course.
Well, name a film. On the spot, you're going to struggle, aren't you?
Yeah. But I know she is.
Okay. And this one, this is the Pakistani educational activist, Malala Yousafzai.
No, I know who she is. Yep. Malala, yeah. She wrote a book. She got shot. She got shot when she was a youngster.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And okay. She wrote a book. She got shot in the head. She should be top of that list.
You know what scares me? Yes, you probably should be. Up there with Michelle Obama, by the way. What scares me about this list, I think if you were to do it now and you were to ask...
How can Emma Watson be on that list?
Well, I think this is the point. If you were to ask young girls, say under 18, who are their heroes, I think it reads completely different. I think you are going to get a Kardashian in there.
Yeah.
So I think you would YouTube. Get Taylor Swift will stay
YouTube
in
girls.
There.
YouTubers.
Who's a YouTuber? I don't know.
Tali Amar.
100% will be in there. Beyonce. Rihanna. Yeah. Rightly so. Whatever well,
somebody,
done. Some of them deserve
somebody
it.
Like, somebody like Rihanna, it is like banger after banger, isn't it? Like she's so talented.
After hit after hit.
She should be on there.
She should be on that list. Men's list. This is going to really shock you.
Okay, hang on. Men's list.
This is the men's list.
Average male hero. Nelson Mandela will be on the list.
He is not on the list.
Really?
He's not on the list. Good shout though. That is Nelson Mandela.
Okay, go on. Tell
Good
me.
Shout. Barack Obama number one.
Oh yeah. Okay. That
Imagine
was
that.
Yeah.
So number one on the men's list is Barack Obama. Number two. Number one on the women's list is. Michelle Obama. They must go home thinking, we've just clocked. We've just, whatever the world is, we've clocked it.
Yeah, they
Whatever
have.
The game is.
Yeah. They live in that beautiful island. Have
beautiful
you ever...
island. I was a president. You were my wife. Like, literally, everyone loves us.
Do you know where we need to go?
Go on.
Are you aware of a place? It's off the coast of Massachusetts. It's called Vineyard. Martha's Vineyard. That's where they live. And it is like, you know, it's just like billionaire heaven.
Well, obviously we're not going to go then, are we?
No, but we go on holiday. Just go there and eat a lobster.
I don't think we can even afford that, if I'm honest with you. Bill Gates, number two.
Really?
Bear in mind, this is from 2021, so these are the most admired men.
I don't admire Bill Gates at all.
Yeah. Xi Jinping, Chinese politician. I'm mad, isn't it?
Big fan.
Mad. Like, I would never. This one makes a bit more sense, I guess, for us as well. Cristiano Ronaldo, number four. Most admired, he's going to be.
He should, yeah. I mean, he should be because he is. I will always admire excellence. You know, if you get to the very top of your field, if I think that you shine at what you do, regardless of what it is,
yeah.
I think it's always very impressive.
Makes sense.
It does make sense.
It does make sense why he's admired again. And, yeah. And I think for a lot of people, he's definitely their hero.
Yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo. Elon Musk is in there.
Yeah.
I love
again,
Elon Musk.
Do you?
I can't lie to you. I watch his podcast. Anytime it pops up, Elon Musk on a podcast, I jump on it.
Do you know what Elon Musk is to me? He is my example of incredibly successful people, incredibly intelligent people who have the ability to do and say incredibly dumb things.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
I find, you know, sometimes
he has that blind spot. I question the way you think about me, the fact I just said I love watching his podcast.
No, I don't think that's a... I mean, I quite enjoy listening to him speak sometimes.
Okay.
But he's just my example of somebody who is so brilliant, but occasionally just says something so wild, and you're just like, what are you doing?
Yeah. I think when you are, what is he, the 10th richest man in the world, I think you can say anything you want.
And you can.
And get away with it.
You kind of can.
Yeah, I want to buy Twitter. How much is
it?
Yeah. I don't want to buy it anymore. Vladimir Putin, the current Russian, was he prime minister or president? Prime minister? Was it president?
President, I think.
Is number nine on the list.
Not ideal, I'd suggest.
I love that he's like, oh, yeah. Not what ideal. Do we say here?
Not ideal, I would suggest.
Yeah. Well, I guess he probably is to a billion Russians.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
Bear in mind, again, this was 2021.
Yeah, it may have changed slightly.
We had a war between Russia and Ukraine recently. Messi's on the list as well, number seven.
So sports people aren't
as frequent on there as much as you'd think they would be. Yeah.
See, I'll always find, I would always find almost all footballers.
Actors. No actors. Wait. Jackie Chan's on the list.
Yeah.
Surprised though. You know what it is about actors as well? It's funny because, you know, when we're talking about genuine superstars. Mm. I was watching the other day, I was watching Red Carpet Oscars 88 or something. Mm. Tom Hanks, Jack Nicholson.
Yeah,
genuine.
Yeah.
Tom Cruise has just come through. Like the biggest of the biggest.
Proper A-listers.
Proper A-listers. When I think of actors now, I think of...
It's like Zac Efron with his band New Face and that.
Or Marvel actors.
You seen Zac Efron's DC. Face? Yeah, got a new one. Genuinely got himself a new face. Couldn't believe it.
Has he?
Yeah, ridiculous. What's big chin on him and that.
He has.
Yeah.
You Weird. Are correct.
Hey, I just thought of something there when you were talking about actors. You are right. Yeah. There was an era of actors that was like just sensational.
Sensational.
Pacino, De Niro.
Oh, yeah, my God.
Yeah, Jack Nicholson doing this. Yeah. Tom Hanks. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely brilliant. And it doesn't feel like that anymore. Hollywood, the glitz around Hollywood feels like it's been slightly diluted.
Mm. Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
The Men's Room podcast on TalkSport is proudly sponsored by Toolstation. This is your little reminder that you can join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store, or via the app. You might be thinking, why would I sign up? But I'm glad you asked. At Toolstation, if you keep spending, you keep on saving. Signing up means that not only will you get a lovely 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, but there are thousands of prizes to be won. So that's the Toolstation Club, so make sure you join today online, in-store, or via the app.
Here's a one for you. Go on. Have you got any heroes who are fake in terms of being created? So one of my heroes, I only just thought about this when you were talking about it there. Fake. Someone who, in terms of they don't actually exist. So a created character. So, my one.
Superman.
No, not necessarily fiction. Oh. Yeah, but you can be fictional and still relatable. For example, my one would be somebody whose opinion I take very seriously, somebody who I will often think, how would he behave in this situation? His moral compass.
Fascinated by this.
Tony Soprano.
Oh, okay, you've done it like that. That's quality. Okay, I get
Tony Soprano. Is somebody who is,
you know?
I'm really surprised I didn't say this sooner.
Yeah.
Tony Soprano is 100% a hero of mine. 100%.
If we're going there, Jack Bauer.
Jack Bauer?
24.
No, mate.
He's not, what? He Jack saved Bauer's, the world Jack, a thousand
no,
times.
Jack Bauer is like saying Superman.
No,
like,
what?
Not Jack Bauer. Because Tony Soprano couldn't, like, kick really high or whatever else.
Yeah.
Like Tony Soprano is actually a real person.
Yeah,
he exists. He just doesn't exist. Okay. I imagine he would be based on a real person. I think the way that he lived his life was very flawed.
Based on a real person.
Based on a real person. Very flawed, but very loving, very tender, complete psychopath, but a moral compass that really resonates with me. There are certain scenes, like in truth, Tony Soprano should be a despicable man. And I think the reason why it's so interesting...
It's almost a bit like the craze.
Well, the reason why it's so interesting, right, is because how can somebody so despicable be so kind and yet be so warm? And yet, and I think that's humanity. That's humanity. That's life. Because that's what we are, isn't it? So one of my heroes is undoubtedly Tony Soprano. I will genuinely use Tony Soprano as a slight... metronome for how I feel about things. Certain scenes where he behaves badly, but he's correct, massively resonate.
You are a bit like that. Obviously not the psychopath bit, but you know, you are a bit like, these are rules and this is this and this is that. You're very old fashioned.
It comes from him, a lot of it.
Really? So you get your lifestyle thoughts from
my mum, is
a
like,
fiction character.
No, because a lot of the attributes that you would associate with Soprano will be replicated by my mum. Mm. My mum's like that. So for example, there's a very famous scene that really resonated with me in The Sopranos where he is in a high-end restaurant having dinner, and he's talking to the person he's talking to, but he can't focus. He keeps, you know,
should
when
I put out a parental warning?
No, not at all, not at all. But he's just looking to the side. He's looking at another table, and it's distracting. Mm. Eventually, loses his temper, goes over there, and they're in a lovely restaurant, and somebody, sort of a like a rapper in the mold of Fred Durst rather than Tupac, you know, like white guy, big beard kind of rapper, is sitting there with a hat on. And Tony Soprano just goes over and goes, take your fucking hat off. You know,
this
like,
is so you. Yeah. Oh my God, I've just realised who you are. You've done this. You've been in a restaurant.
Don't wear your hat
in a restaurant. And you've done this. Look at them over there. And I'm like, what? I don't see it because I wear hats a lot. The guy's been wearing a hat and it's annoyed you.
Certain things will always like,
you're too
will
old
always
fashioned.
Wind me up like that. Happened to me the other day, you know, when I was at the NFL. Mm. You know, when you stand up for the national anthem. Mm. There was the American National Anthem plays. They do the flyover.
You stand up for the American.
Of course, I stand up for any national anthem. Of course I do. It's a respect issue. Yeah. Somebody, I can't name them, was with me and sat down on their phone through the whole anthems.
Oh, it's cheeky. Can't do that.
Yeah.
You can't. Even I'm not a fan of them sometimes, especially when I go to boxing events and they play like four and I'm like, just get on my bloody fight. But I will stand up for them. You have to respect. All right, let's get personal. Do you think anyone looks up to you as a hero?
No.
You don't think anyone... I mean, people don't slide in your DMs and like, oh my God, I'm so proud of what you've done. This is incredible. I want to be like you when you get older.
I think people may admire maybe the hustle that have demonstrated, but not... heroic is different. I'm not heroic. I'm not... It's ridiculous to be discussing either of us in this particular conversation.
Well, sorry, one second. I might put myself down as
you're not heroic. Well,
again, the definition, outstanding achievements... noble qualities. So maybe not just heroic, but in terms of those other two, outstanding achievements, you've achieved a lot in your life, and noble qualities.
No, but when we say outstanding achievements, what we mean is, we mean Wayne Rooney scoring more goals than anyone else.
No, we don't mean that.
That's outstanding. Nothing that I've achieved is outstanding. I got cast in EastEnders when I was in my 20s, and I started a YouTube channel. I started a relatively, touch wood, hopefully continue successful YouTube channel.
If you are a young actor coming through, I mean, surely that back then as well, when EastEnders was the dogs, you know, dogs bees, like getting cast in EastEnders is huge.
But not heroic. But not heroic.
It's true. It's not like you were there for many seasons.
But heroic. Heroic is the British team of divers that flew out to Thailand to rescue those boys that were stuck under.
Yeah.
That's heroism. Heroism is anyone that fought to defeat Nazism.
Yeah.
Heroism is people that have changed people's lives.
I knew you was going to go deep like this.
And don't get me wrong, footballers do that. Mm. Like, footballers do that. Cristiano Ronaldo has changed people's lives. Football is so much to so many. Music is so much to so many. The world isn't the same without Cristiano Ronaldo. The world isn't the same without Liam Gallagher. The world isn't the same without Tupac. But it's the same without me.
Yeah.
Not to individuals, not to you, I'd hope. But it's the same.
I'd certainly miss you.
Do you know what I mean? It's the same, though.
And there are levels, you're right, to heroes. Like, when you just sort of broke it down like that in terms of people fighting Nazis and people going to war, you look at our soldiers that continue to put themselves on the front line so we're safe.
Yes.
Police. You know, everyone that does it. You know, NHS.
Yes.
With the COVID pandemic. They are genuine heroes.
Yeah. I think there
so when people have an actor there... And I get it. We chose actors.
No, but actors change lives. Mm. I think particularly in a, you know, when I talk to my grandmother about the point of film when she was young. So now we've got so many distractions, everything. But there was a time when, like, my nan's trip to the pictures on Edgware Road was life. Mm. And it, honestly, if you ever in Kilburn, pop in for a cup of tea.
She knows me.
Her whole, she knows you. She can't pronounce your name, but she does know you. She loves you.
She's close at pronunciation.
Yeah, she sort of plays by her own rules with it.
They or close.
Yeah, she does her best. Yeah. So does my kid. Do you remember that?
Yeah, that's what I was calling it.
But my nan has an entire wall that is a homage to actors from the 50s. Mm. You know, it's Jack Lemmon. It's that entire thing. For my nan will feel about film the way you feel about Tupac. And I think that is totally legitimate. And I'm sure that young people do as well. I think film stars can be heroes. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Musicians. Absolutely.
I guess, though, in 10 years' time, probably now, you ask the kids, it's going to be YouTubers and Instagrammers.
KSI belongs in this conversation, which is insane but true.
Why?
Because KSI... KSI belongs... Yeah, he's a YouTuber who changes lives. Mm. He's a YouTuber who changes the game. He's a YouTuber that... make saying you are a YouTuber a legitimate income and a legitimate profession.
100%.
He is the absolute icon of YouTube on these shores.
Yeah, it's the way I sometimes now look at the Paul brothers in America, Logan and Jake Paul, and what they've done as well. And I guess they're almost the version of KSI over there, especially Logan more than Jake maybe, in terms of what he's done, in terms of the YouTube, the Prime drink.
Yeah.
Movies, WWE. Wait,
any
star.
Story that is upwardly mobile.
Yeah.
So if you go from being fairly skint to a mega success, it's a heroic journey. You're not comparable to putting your life on the line or whatever, but it's a heroic journey. Do you know what surprised me about you?
So do you not feel like you've gone through... I feel like I've gone through an heroic journey. Don't you feel that you have?
It's a heroic journey in that particular definition of it, but we're not... Mate, we have to... We're playing hard... fast and loose with the terminology. Do you know what surprised me about your list, though, and what we haven't discussed on here at all? You mentioned Ali, but for a man as devoted to boxing as you, there's a name that I was convinced you'd say that you haven't said on the podcast. No, you've mentioned Ali earlier, but there was a name that you haven't said. I was convinced that Floyd Mayweather was going to be mentioned here.
No.
What?
No.
How have I got you so wrong?
No, you've got me right for his boxing achievements. But we're talking people here on such a scale where it has to be almost outside of your craft. What have you done?
And so okay, so you have to transcend.
You have to transcend.
Does Floyd Money Mayweather not do that?
Not for me. When I think of it, I think of negative connotation. That things are like I think of it as a negative, as opposed to. And he does so much for charity and behind the scenes and stuff like that. So I'm not going to really kick the man when he's down. But I feel like Ali just did so much more in that time and that era. So he would always be like. Numero uno.
So he's the only boxer that you bring into this conversation in the history of the game, Ali.
Yeah.
The only one.
Yeah. Wow. If we're being stingy and we're saying like top 20, whatever, he's the only one.
He is
the only one.
What about modern day? Do you feel like, is there anyone that you can think of now who's kind of on the journey to be like, not this? Is it?
No, there isn't, you know. I mean, obviously, look, AJ, Tyson Fury, etc., and they're doing well, and AJ's, I guess, crossed over from boxing. He's no longer just a boxing star as a superstar. But no, not on this level.
And what about beyond just boxing? What about, are there any footballers out there that you think are on that journey? Is Marcus Rashford on that journey?
No.
Is Steven Gerrard on that journey? Steven Gerrard be heroic to Liverpool fans, wouldn't he?
Yeah.
Frank Lampard was definitely one of mine.
Really?
Definitely.
Yeah, Steven Gerrard for me was, but again, does it transcend the sport? I think, does it cross over that? I'm not quite sure. So, not for me. I'd more put someone in like Serena Williams over of a Steven Gerrard.
Interesting parameters. What about Alexander Usyk, who definitely does?
Now you're moving into the right direction. This is someone that literally is on the front line as we speak in Ukraine. Like these, obviously, people might say they're photo opportunities. I don't care. You're in Ukraine.
Yeah.
You're front line in Ukraine when you could be in your 20-bedroom mansion in LA. You're front line. You've had a fight. You've won that fight.
Is Usyk a good enough boxer to be in this conversation?
He's an insane boxer. You're talking the best of the best here.
Okay. So like then you brilliant. throw into the mix here that he's then prepared to go and put himself at risk and be on the front line.
Yeah.
These are traits of heroism.
And I spoke about his achievement in beating AJ, and he was like, not even an achievement. No disrespect to AJ. He wasn't discarding how good AJ is. Like, the achievement is what my people are doing. against a bigger bully, as he called it, in Russia. So,
okay, so through the lens of a Ukrainian, he's a hero.
Heroism. They look at him like...
Through the lens of a Ukrainian today, if you're a 19-year-old Ukrainian going to school in Kiev,
where do you have normally...
Alexander Usyk's got to be...
100%. Yeah. Where they would normally have said Rebrov and Shevchenko, we remember those guys. There's no way a 19-year-old's not saying a guy called Vasily Lomachenko and Alexander Usyk. They are genuine heroes.
Absolutely. You know, when you think about that kind of contribution, what's Emma Watson doing on that list?
That's what I
just... A little kid out of Harry Potter who now just goes about...
What are we doing? Like, when you think of genuine heroes.
Yeah.
And don't be wrong, again, we don't know what she does behind the scenes in terms of charity donations.
Why is the ginger geezer?
What are we doing?
Yeah.
Who else was on there?
There's a few ridiculous ones. You are right, though. There'd be...
Taylor Swift. I mean, she's a singer.
Completely interchangeable with Cheryl Cole for me. No idea who either of them are. Mate, this has been really interesting.
It has been interesting, isn't it? It really is, just to find out our own heroes and what's the definition of a hero. And there's some on that list, by the way, that I think are genuine heroes.
Yeah.
Some on there should be discarded completely.
There is
Angelina Jolie. Angelina Jolie was number two.
But do you know she does a lot of work with the UN?
She does do a lot of work.
She does a lot of work with the UN.
Do you think she's on there because of the UN work?
What do you think she's on there for? Tomb Raider?
I think she's up there because she was voted sexiest woman alive for like 5 years in a row.
No, but she was drinking blood and that around that time. But people don't like that.
Well, the brother.
Do you remember the...
What's with her brother in it?
Wait. Johnny...
The actor.
Double barrel surname.
Yes.
Whatever.
Something.
She was doing it, just had vials of each other's blood and whatever.
Really?
Yeah, man.
Yeah. Allegedly, by the way.
No, allegedly. Factually.
Factually,
yeah.
I'd say allegedly just in case we want this podcast to continue beyond this episode.
She was wild.
Yeah.
But
and she got rid of Brad Pitt as well.
Yeah. Well, she stole him first.
Stole him from Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, that's not heroic.
No, that's not, she does not
deserve to
win. How dare you? Yeah. How dare you? Yeah. From lovely Jennifer Aniston.
Yeah, she's the best.
Still the sexiest man alive. It's out of order. And then they were on the red carpet that year. This is so random. As like literally the sexiest woman alive, sexiest man alive. Looks wonderful. How's Jennifer feeling back home?
Yeah, sad. Oh. I love Jennifer as well.
Did you?
Man. Yeah, Rachel was my girlfriend.
Was she one?
Yeah.
See, I'm a bit mad. I liked Phoebe, just because she was crazy.
Yeah, that's
scary cat. Scary cat.
Smelly, but
what are you looking at? Was it smelly cat?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Pause. Rory, it's been good. It's been good. Who are your heroes? Let us know. Again, me and Rory are going to delve into the comment section, so make sure you get your comments below. As always, make sure you download the podcast as well from wherever you download your podcast from, be Spotify. And if, as I say always, if you're like me and you prefer to watch these podcasts, go to YouTube. So to TalkSport's YouTube page so you can watch the podcast as well. For myself, from the great man Rory.
Loved it, Addy. Thank
you. Episode one is now
delighted to be back.
It is great.
Such good news. Thank you to everyone listening, by the way. Really do appreciate it.
Yeah, feel free if you ever see us up for any podcast award to... We should be winning one, shouldn't we?
Please leave a review. That's what we need.
How have we not been...
Mate, don't worry about mate, just get people to review it.
No, I want to win. I want an award.
We'll cross that imaginary bridge when we get
imaginary? We're going to get there. No imaginary bridge. What are you talking about? Anyway, see you next time.
Toolstation are the proud sponsors of the Men's Room podcast on TalkSport. Join the Toolstation Club today online, in-store or via the app, and you will save some money getting a 5% discount shopping with Toolstation, as well as a chance to get your hands on some fantastic prizes such as TVs, gaming consoles and even holidays. If all that isn't enough, then remember, if you sign up, then you will get loads of exclusive discounts that aren't available anywhere else. That's the Toolstation Club. So make sure you join today, online, in-store, or via the app.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.